Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Stop work protest action begins. Victorian Airbnb levy set to pass, and Russia ramps up its strikes on Ukraine. Good morning, this is Louis and Monica, and at 10 a.m. these are your Zedlines. Prime Minister Albanese has claimed he is unfazed as protests begin across the country against the CMFU being forced into administration. Speaking in Western Sydney, the PM said that he respects the work that construction workers do and labelled former CMFU leader John Sector as someone who, quote, will always look for publicity. In a statement to 4ZZZ, a Maritime Trade Union Queensland branch spokesperson said the union was joining the protests as they want to make everyone aware that an attack on the CMFU is an attack on, quote, every working man or woman, and that the only crime they committed was that they are, quote, effective at their job. Protests will begin at Queen Street Gardens at 11, with union workers stopping work moments ago.
The not-for-profit organisation that owns four hospitals in Queensland has been issued a notice to terminate its agreement with the biggest health insurance group in Australia. Uniting Care Queensland declared on Monday that there was a deadlock in their talks with the Australian Health Service Alliance. Although it was a, quote, difficult choice, Uniting Care needs, quote, funding agreements with financially support innovative care, according to CEO Craig Bark.
The Victorian government will this week introduce their landmark Airbnb levy legislation after agreements were reached with the Greens to include exemptions. The levy, which is an Australian first, will apply a 7.5% levy for short-stay accommodation on platforms like Airbnb. Alongside other reforms secured by the Greens, the Victorian Treasurer confirmed that the owner's primary residence will be exempt from the levy. The levy will come into effect from January 1 next year. The Coalition has promised to oppose legislation, which they say is an attack on tourism.
A new poll has revealed that more voters agree with Peter Dutton's call to pause Palestinian arrivals than oppose it. In the latest Essential poll released by The Guardian, 44% of voters support Dutton's call for a pause, compared to 30% who opposed it and 26% who were undecided. The call based on opposition claims that Palestinians are subject to less stringent security checks than those fleeing other conflicts has been rejected by the Labor government, who claim that security checks for visas are the same regardless of the context the visa is requested in. The poll of 1,129 voters also revealed that 52% of respondents think Australia is headed in the wrong direction, with Anthony Albanese's approval rating reaching a new low of negative 10.
And in international news, Monday saw Russia launch about 200 missiles and drones into Ukraine, attacking energy installations across the country and killing 7 people, according to Kyiv. Meanwhile, neighbouring NATO member Poland reported that a drone had allegedly entered its airspace. Officials indicated that the strike, which occurred 2.5 years after Russia launched a full-scale invasion, targeted electrical or other essential infrastructure in at least 10 districts. Electrical outages and water supply disruptions were reported in many areas, including portions of Kyiv. According to Air Force Commander Myoka Ushuk on Telegram, the Air Force shot down 102 out of 127 incoming missiles and 99 out of 109 drones, calling the air, ground and sea strike, quote, the most massive in the conflict.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with clouds clearing and light winds. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The UV index is expected to reach 6, which is in the high band, and the fire danger is moderate. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to the website 4ZZZ.org.au/news.